The Osgood File, sponsored by the National Pest Management Association. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress is ready to crack down on the speculators.
We must end the excessive speculation in the energy market.
So who are these oil speculators, and what do they want? And are they good or are they evil? More after this from Charlie. After more hearings in the House, the Democrats are ready to crack down on the speculators that they say have artificially inflated the price of oil. Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan.
Oil has been transformed from an energy source into a financial asset like gold, where much of the buying and selling is driven by speculators instead of producers and consumers.
So then who are these speculators and what do they want? Well, they want to make money, of course, but then we all want to make money. Consider, if you could buy something that you knew you could sell for twice as much a year from now, even though it's something you don't need and don't intend to use yourself, would you buy it? Well, last year, a barrel of oil sold for about $70. Today, it sells for close to $140. If you bought $1 million worth last year, you could sell it for $2 million today. And if you only had to put down 10% to buy it, $100,000, that would mean a profit of $1.9 million. Very tempting. And that's basically how oil futures work. Speculators buy something they have no real use for on the chance it'll get more valuable. Now, in normal times, you're just as likely to lose as to make money on a gamble like this. But these aren't normal times in the oil business. With rumors that supplies might run out, tension in the Middle East, everybody in China buying a car, oil isn't just a fuel. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, the fuel sitting in your gas tank probably appreciated more than your stock fund did. Hence the stampede. So, who are these speculators? Well, the usual rich people, of course, but also banks and pension funds who are just trying to make money for their customers. Which means that if you have money in a bank or a pension fund, every time you get gouged for gas, you may be bidding against yourself. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, June 24th, 2008.